Green Bay, a central Brown County, you know, I'm not, you know, generally talking a lot about how I'm running to be, you know, part of the team blue in Madison. So I think, you know, some people get interested and excited about it. And, you know, some people, I mean, the average voter, politics isn't a huge part of their life. You know, people who've got a lot of interest in politics are a minority, and, you know, and certainly people who run for office are a small minority of the population. So you gotta meet the voters where they are. Yeah.
Do people here understand that it's rare for that they have competitive and really important significant races at almost every level of the ticket, from Congress to Senate to president?
It's crazy when you think about it. I mean, there's no shortage of politics in Brown County. And, you know, often I say, look, you're going to be sick of me before this is over, so sorry about that. And, you know, people are, you know, a month ago were rolling their eyes with all the presidential ads they're seeing. And the state, in the U.S. Senate race has obviously been a big deal for folks, too. And the just the tone of a lot of those ads is tough. I mean, a friend of mine has got his son is maybe 7 or 8, and, like, he saw a Trump ad and started crying afterwards. I mean, that some of those ads are so tough and so much in your face, they're hard to ignore. And I understand why people, you know, don't want to be bombarded, you know, every day for months and months about this stuff. So, I mean, the voters gonna be hearing a lot more from me and presumably from my opponents, you know, as we get, we're only 6, 7, 8 weeks now, whatever it is before the election. But I think, you know, the downside of living in the epicenter of American politics is you got to deal with a lot of politics, you know, and that's going to be exhausting for people, I think. Yeah.
When you look at people at doors,
mm-hmm.
do they surprise you sometimes? Like, I'm sure you walk up
some
houses and...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, but then, like, the things they're throwing at you who they say they support at each level of the ticket?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I'm walking up to a door and I'm always glancing around to see if there's, you know, a sign or a sticker or something, you know, to give me a clue as what kind of people live here. I mean, what they might be interested in. But yeah, I have learned that you can't assume too much because people surprise you both ways. You see somebody and you think, oh, this person is probably pretty sympathetic, and they're not, or vice versa happens too. So you just gotta ask them and let them talk if they want to talk. Not everybody does, and see where they end up. Yeah.
How often are you actually coming across independent, split-ticket voters, undecideds, people that, you know, those mythical people that every politician's chasing, but are they coming across?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say, like, everyone's like that, but, I mean, there are legitimate, I mean, couple times a day somebody tells me, you know, I vote for the person, not the party, and there are plenty of those people out there. You know, they look into things, and, you know, there are other people who just don't pay as much attention and aren't as plugged in, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. So yeah, I mean, they exist, and yeah, I talk to them. So, but you know, and there are obviously people who are partisans on either side, and, you know, they'll tell you that. Usually, they're not too terribly shy about it. Usually, they're not mean about it either. I mean, we're still kind of Wisconsin nice here. No, when somebody asks you what party you are, you know, they ask because they want an answer, generally, you know, and I only have one answer to give, so I'll say, okay, we'll see what they're looking for here. And, mm-hmm. Sometimes you're surprised.
Yeah. We've seen in prior years where statewide Democrats, Tammy Baldwin, mm-hmm. Tony Evers, have won, and they've actually carried down ballot districts, state senator assembly seats that were mm-hmm. won by Republicans down ballot.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, you know, Robin Voss has claimed, well, that's because Republicans run better campaigns, and we speak to the local issues that people care about. Mm-hmm. And that includes this area up here.
Oh, yeah,
we've seen them do well. So mm-hmm. what is the difference in terms of you being able to go out and flip this district to show that, you know, you may vote for Tammy Baldwin, but you can vote for me, too. I will support you at the state level.
Well, I mean, obviously, the smaller the district gets, the more you're able to actually reach out and talk to your voters individually, and that's what doing doors is about. It's not especially efficient. You know, most doors you knock on, nobody answers. A lot of doors, somebody answers, but it's not the voter you want. It's somebody else, you know, and you talk to them, too. So, I mean, one thing that has changed with the new maps is that there's an awful lot more competitive races than there ever were before. The large Republican majorities in the legislature were pretty much baked in to the old system, and it didn't really matter what the voters thought. Now what the voters think actually matters, and I think you've seen a lot more interest from candidates in these races. I sure as heck wouldn't be running in the old maps. That was a fool's errand, and I, you know, have a perfectly nice life that I put to the side for a few months here to work on this. But you know, if you work, if you get out there, and I'm working and I'm getting out there talking to people. I've been handing out Packer schedules at community events for months, and have been knocking on a lot of doors as well. I mean, I think, you know, that can make a difference. If you're running for president, you can't knock on the door of every voter in the United States. But if you're running for state assembly or state senate, you can make a difference. Yeah.
When we see the results and they come out, and if we say, okay, well, Harris is going to win the state by just a thin margin, or mm-hmm. Tammy Baldwin maybe runs sure. that point ahead, is that the signal you need, or do you think your race can be separated out from, especially some of those bigger races at the top of the
table? I mean, I think you can run ahead or behind depending on if you're a good candidate who works or a bad candidate who doesn't or something in between. But I mean, there are laws of political gravity. I mean, nobody's going to be out there running 30 points ahead of the top of the ticket, not unless their opponent got arrested on Halloween or something, you know, and that happens every once in a while, but you sure can't count on it, you know, once every 20 years. So yeah, I mean, you do control some things, and look, you can drive yourself crazy in this business about, you know, because there's no end of work to be done, but, you know, there's things you control, which is, you know, how hard you work, and, you know, are you talking to voters? Are you talking to other people who can help you? And there's a lot of things you don't control, and, you know, certainly what's going on with the presidential race. I mean, neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris are calling me up and asking me for advice, so, you know, you just got to kind of let the chips fall on that one and see what happens. Yeah.
It was only about 6 weeks ago that mm-hmm. we were looking at enthusiasm among Democrats, which for Joe Biden was at an all-time low.
Sure.
Donald Trump went into the RNC and unified the Republican Party around
right.
him. And then we have seen a complete sea change since then. What's that been like for you in terms of what have you noticed at the doors, or what have you felt
yeah.
from volunteers?
I mean,
have you seen that same thing that it
felt? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a bit of a roller coaster, but I mean, like I just told you, I mean, just to stay sane, I told myself to focus on what I can do, you know, and not try to get too carried away about what was going on at a national level. But we've seen some volunteers come out of the woodwork, and you know, immediately after Biden dropped out of the race, and you know, and Harris kind of, you know, came in as the nominee, I did feel like I was kind of running a roving therapy session for relieved Democrats at the doors occasionally, because everyone who, you know, was a partisan wanted to talk to you about that and how they felt about it. And, you know, that was just human. Nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, I mean, I do think that there was definitely a roller coaster, and, you know, whenever that was going on. And is it only 6 weeks? It feels like about a lifetime ago now, but I'm sure you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
You said it'd be therapy session at the door, but I'm sure there was catharsis for some of these people to be able to, mm-hmm. you know, talk about some of the feelings.
Oh, yeah, and people were worried. I mean, you know, look, you can be a good person and vote for Donald Trump, there were a lot of people who were very worried about the prospect of a second Trump presidency, and there's a lot of people that are very excited about it too. And you know, there were a lot of emotions, not just for people running for office, but for, you know, your average voters. Sure.
What difference does enthusiasm make in terms of the difference for a campaign, especially at your level where it's about shoe leather? What is the end result difference when you've got people that are excited to vote for you versus just willing to vote?
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's a big deal because, you know, campaigns at this level, campaigns at any level, run in part with volunteer help, and the more excited people are about, you know, you as a candidate or whatever's going on around you, the easier it is to get people to help you. So that's certainly a good thing. And, you know, obviously where the rubber meets the road is in the voting booth on November 5th. And if people are psyched to get in there and cast a vote, that's going to help. That's going to help, as aside from, well, yeah, I guess I should. And that was kind of the feeling we all had a couple months ago. And now I think more of our voters are psyched. And this is all public information. I mean, the Marquette poll came out yesterday and it showed that, you know, statewide, at least, Democrats are pretty excited about this election now. And they weren't a couple months ago. So that could make a difference in a close race. Sure.
Because, I mean, in some respects, an enthusiastic vote, it counts the same as a reluctant vote.
Right.
But it's...
But that voter is more likely to actually cast that vote, is what I tell you.
Mm-hmm. And do they bring other people with them?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. And are they willing to go out and knock doors for you? Because you may be working your hardest, but if the top of the ticket is depressed because the people...
Sure.
I mean, the presidential race drives.
Like I said, there's things you control and there's things you don't. And things you don't control can sink you or they can make you. But that's why it's best just to focus on what you can control, doing what I'm doing.
So. When you go out, do you talk about the whole ticket? Because obviously there's a competitive congressional race, you've got assembly seats.
If people want to talk about it, yes, but not always, not often, to be honest. Yeah, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add along these lines that we've been talking about?
No, I mean, we've talked a lot more about kind of the process of running and about the politics of running than expected, but there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I did give you my honest assessment of what I'm hearing at the doors. I mean, can't you guys work together? And a little worried about the cost of living and then maybe some schools and streets and, you know, reproductive rights thrown in for good measure. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's all we need from you here.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. Sounds good.
So hopefully we can go do some doors.
Yeah. Yep. Can I tell